When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, yeah. I think we're ready now, huh? Is it best show time? I think it's best show time. Is it best show time, Pat?
Oh, yeah. It's best show time.
Oh, well, look at that. Tonight we got a special episode of the best show. Look, they're all special. All these episodes are special. Night. I mean this. I bleeping mean it. No adults allowed. Tonight, only callers who are under 14 or over 80 are allowed to call. That's right. Not to say that someone over 80 isn't an adult. But, you know, we want to mix it up a little bit. We want the range, the full range. So let's get the range going tonight. Tonight, the number 201-3-323-484. That's the number to get in on the action and call the best show. Adults are not allowed. We don't want you. We don't bleeping want you. You got me? Good. So in the meantime, get those phones ringing. And I tell you, who do we got tonight? We got Pat here, of course. Got AP Mike on hand. APMike.bandcamp.com. You get his donut stories over it there. He's got he's reviewing donuts lately.
Sprinkle some sugar on there for you.
Sprinkle some sugar on it. Yeah. Now he's doing a thing. It's a spoken word series that some equate to. I've heard some people say it reminds them of Jim Carroll.
Jim Carroll, okay.
Yeah, I've heard someone say that's nice. Someone said Jim Carroll.
Somebody said Raymond Carver. That was even nicer, I thought.
Yeah, well, look, you're in the big leagues with these.
I'll take it.
Raymond Carver, Jim Carroll. Someone said they were reminded of Ron Watkins when they listened to the thing from the QAnon documentary. They said you brought to mind
the scary QAnon documentary.
Yeah, Ron. Who would have thought that when QAnon, this thing, it should just be called Q or Ron?
Yeah, right. Ron. Exactly. Yeah, two idiots, and somehow they're in control of the country. I don't get it. Yeah,
guy named Ron. And look, I'm not putting people named Ron down. I got friends named Ron. But there's something about any name. If I saw a guy named Tom was running QAnon, I'd be just like, yeah, that's about right. That seems about right. But God bless all the Rons out there. I just want to say, if your name's Ron, I love you. Well, not everybody named Ron. Most of you. But tonight, the only Rons I want to talk to are little itty bitty baby Rons or full grown old Rons, because we're doing No Adults Allowed, and let's get to it. Best show.
Second, the music and mayhem, the stuff that you need. show indeed. Because it's the best show. Yeah, you know that it's the best show. And it'll always be the best show. First show number one, the best show. Second to none. The kind of brand that you have to drink. You're sitting home alone. So grab a hold of Tom's mighty hand and fly with him till the party's out.
Best show. What's up, everybody? Hey, it's Tom. How are you? We got a good one for you tonight. The phone number 201-332-3484. Get in on the action. But just remember, no one over 13 or under 80. 14 to 79, you're out of luck tonight. And what do we got? We got, as I was saying, Pat's here. Of course, AP Mike's here. Dudio is on assignment. God knows where he is. But I hope he's doing well. No, he's just taking care of some business. I don't know why I'm making it into a thing. It's not a thing. The thing I want to make something into is we just heard Carl Newman, AC Newman, The Heartbreak Rides from his second solo album, which was called Get Guilty. Has a great album. Still is a good album. Still is a great album. Never got any less than great. Good old Carl Newman. Knocking it out, home run after home run. So, we came up with the idea of doing this show where we didn't want to talk to adults. We either want to talk to children or old timers. I have a feeling we're going to get more kids than 80 plus tonight, but I'd like to see who's out there. Who knows? Who knows who we'll get? Pat, do we have any calls?
Full phones.
Full phones. Let's get right into it. Best show. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Penny.
What is your name?
Penny.
Penny?
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Penny?
Good.
Where are you calling from? What state are you in?
America.
You're in the state of America. Is there can you get a little more specific? Don't give your address out, though. Don't give your address. Do you know the name of the state?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. That's exactly it. Now, Penny, can I ask how old you are, Penny?
Six.
You're six. You sound older. You sure you're not older? You sure you're not 15?
I'm not 15.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to quiz you. If you're six, on your next birthday, how old are you going to be?
Seven.
Seven, that's right. You proved it. You're not fibbing.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing, Penny?
Good.
Tell me, if you could, what is your favorite movie ever?
The Steven Universe one.
The Steven Universe movie? Oh, I'm in that.
Yeah.
Did you know I do a voice on Steven Universe?
Yes, the dad.
I'm the dad on it, yeah. Greg. Okay, then what's your next favorite movie?
I haven't watched this one, but it's Jungle Book because I like the songs.
Wait, which movie?
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book. So you like the songs from Jungle Book?
Yeah.
But you haven't seen the movie yet?
Yeah, I just like the songs on the car.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song from it?
The one where the kid says, "I don't know how to make fire."
Mm-hmm. You watch a lot of TV, Penny?
Yeah. Even an iPad.
On an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But do you like playing outside also?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do? If you had to pick between watching TV or playing outside, what would you say?
I would say both because they're both fun.
Can you do both at the same time?
Well, I can.
Like if you were watching TV on an iPad, but you're running around playing hide and seek.
That would be funny.
Because then you'd be hiding, and then suddenly everybody would hear the TV, and they'd find you.
It'll be iPad.
You know what you could do, though, or the TV, the iPad? Yeah. You know what you could do? You put the iPad behind, like, a tree, right? And then they hear it playing. Whoever's looking to tag you, or then you just, like, they think you're behind the tree. They're like, "Oh, I can hear the iPad coming from behind the tree." But you're not there. Just the iPad is there.
Oh, that would be funny.
Wouldn't that be a good trick?
Yeah, but I don't know how to do that with my body. But also, if I put the iPad outside, if it was out too long, it would get hot.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you don't want to be out all day with the iPad. This would be just a fast thing.
Mm-hmm. It would be fast.
Yeah. What else is? Do you have any questions for me, Penny?
Oh yeah, totally. So let's
hear it.
What's your favorite snack?
Oh well, that's a good question. My favorite snack would be. You ever have a buttered roll?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait. Wait till you have a buttered roll.
Well, I do have a Butterfinger.
You like Butterfinger? Yeah, well, that's different.
Well,
Have you ever had a roll?
No.
Like a bread? You like bread?
Well, yeah, I like bread by itself.
You like bread by itself, but hey, you know what a roll is? You know what rolls are?
Oh, they're like rolled up things. I can even I learned how to do a cooking class.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, imagine you put some butter on a roll, and then you eat that as a snack. Nom, 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 nom. Right? Sounds good, right?
Yes, bread sounds good.
Now, if you had to pick between a Butterfinger and a buttered roll, what would you pick?
I think Butterfinger, though. I like the commercial of a Bart Simpson bite, but I saw one at the stocking shop one time. But I'm like, it would be good. I want it so much, but he likes rolling away.
Yeah, and he says, don't lay a finger on my Butterfinger, man.
Because right? Like Bart. Well, he's like, "Oh, not today." So we have passed it before. And
yeah.
I like those Bart commercials when nobody lay a finger on my fucking finger.
Yeah. So what would you do if somebody laid a finger on your Butterfinger, Penny?
I would get real mad, and I would be like, give me that back, and then I would smack it out of their hand.
You'd smack it out of their hand?
And then I would eat the whole entire thing.
Then you'd eat the whole thing real fast, like a dog.
I if I'm good, I will get one.
Yeah. You know it's coming up, Halloween.
Halloween. And for Halloween, I want to be Hoops. I mean, Yo-Yo. Which are from these cards. Well, from these cards called Hoops and Yo-Yo. One's a pink rabbit. One's a pink cat that looks like Pink Funk. And one's a rabbit that doesn't look like a Pink Funk character.
Holmes and Yo-Yo? You want to be Holmes and Yo-Yo for Halloween?
Hoops! I mean, Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo's the one I want to be for Halloween. And if I get a dog, if I get a dog, he'll be dressed up as a deliverer.
Okay. Your dog will get dressed up as a deliverer?
Yeah, if I do get one at the right time.
Well, let's see. Hopefully. Penny, what time is your bedtime?
Very close.
Did you brush your teeth yet?
No.
Are you going to brush them before you go to bed?
I brush them before I do a story.
Okay. So the rest of the night is you're going to go brush your teeth.
Then you're gonna
get a story.
And then I'm going to bed.
Then you go to bed. And then when you get in bed, you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Make sure you do them in the right order, though. You have to make sure you do them in the right order. Because you don't want to fall asleep before you're in bed, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to brush your teeth in bed. All right, okay. I'm going to let you go wrap up and go to bed. I'm going to talk to some other kids, okay?
Okay, just like I want to watch a show called Gravity Falls. That's it.
Gravity Falls?
Yeah.
That's a good show. I think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have fun watching it, and I will talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice kid. It's a nice kid. Nice kid. Next call, please.
You don't want to fall asleep before you're in bed, right?
Nope. Best show, hi.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah? I can't hear it. So your phone's a little hard to understand.
S-I-L-A-S.
S-I-R-A-S.
No, it's S-I-L-A-S.
Silas.
Yeah.
How are you, Silas?
I'm good.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are, Silas?
I'm 10 years old.
Well, I want to say to you, first of all, when's your birthday? What month?
My birthday is June 8th, and I was born in 2011.
All right. Well, I want to say to you, happy birthday.
What?
Two months late. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I didn't say it 2 months earlier. So, Silas, can you tell me how's your summer been going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? What'd you do? Yeah. Anything fun?
In the beginning, we went to the Adirondacks, and I did a couple of summer camps.
Okay. What kind of summer camps?
One of them was at the Children's Garden, which is around here.
Okay. And what was that one all about?
Basically outside kind of things.
Okay. Like running and jumping and raking leaves?
Well, yeah, kind of like that. They also had some activities.
Okay. Like what? And what was the other summer camp like?
I went to two others. I went to this piano improvising camp, and I went to the learning farm.
What's the improvising camp you went to?
Piano improvising camp. I play three instruments. I play the piano, the viola, and the flute.
Wow. Which is your favorite of those three?
Maybe the piano. That one was about that. We basically play certain keys and improvise with them.
And how long have you been playing piano?
I've been playing piano for about 3 years now.
Okay. And what's your favorite style of music, Silas?
I don't really know. I kind of like classical.
Sorry, say that again? Classical you like?
I don't really know, but I like rock music and classical music.
Okay, that's a good combination. That's very, there's a lot of range to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I wrote a classical song once that a lot of people know. Maybe you've heard it before. It goes like this.
I don't think I...
You might know it. It's pretty popular. It goes like this. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Okay.
I don't think you believe me.
Well, I don't really know.
Okay, well, I didn't write it. I was fibbing.
I know.
I knew you knew. So what's your favorite subject in school, Silas?
My favorite subject in school? Well, I don't really know because I like a couple of them. I like some.
Okay. Like, do you like reading?
I kind of like music and art.
Okay, so those are your favorites. Like you like, and what when you do say art, you like painting or you like drawing?
Painting, yeah, mostly like painting the most.
Mm-hmm. I did a famous painting once called the Mona Lisa. Have you ever seen that?
Mona Lisa. I've seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was me. You don't believe me again, do you?
Well,
it's fine. You can be honest.
Okay.
You think I'm fibbing again, right?
I guess.
Yeah, you know it. I am. I'm just trying to show off. I can't play three instruments.
Right.
So when you play the instruments, do you play flute? Is that in a band, in the school band? Is that, or do you play it by yourself?
I haven't played flute for long, so it's usually by myself, and I have a teacher.
Okay. And do you want to play on stage? Is that your goal?
I might. And, I'm going to go into fifth grade, and I learned the flute in fourth, the viola in third, and the piano in second.
Okay. Who's at home? Who's at home now?
Who is at my house right now?
Yeah.
Three other people are at my house.
Okay. Your folks?
Yep. My parents and my sister.
Okay. Do one of your parents listen to the show? Is that how you found out about it?
They both listen to the show a lot.
Okay. Well, what would you think about this? Do you know who Jethro Tull is?
Do I know who is?
Okay, it's a band. There's a band called Jethro Tull, right?
Oh.
And are your parents listening in the other room?
No, they're in this room. They're all in this room right now.
Okay.
Well, this is what I need. This is would be funny if you could do this. We're going to do it really quiet. Is your flute anywhere near you?
My flute is downstairs.
Okay, well, let's just pretend you have your flute in your hand. Like, make like you have an invisible flute in your hand, right?
Uh-huh.
And then turn to your parents and go, sitting on a park bench. Just go, sitting on a park. Make like you're playing flute. Go, sitting on a park bench.
I don't think I really want
it'll,
to.
It'll be so funny. It'll be really funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I could try it sometime.
Okay. You don't want to do it right now?
I guess not, because I'm on this call.
But it'll be, if you do it on the thing, all the listeners are going to laugh. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you want to make everybody laugh, it's a pretty funny thing.
Okay. I would like to note that I have a radio show. And
hold on. You have a radio show also?
I do.
Okay. Well, tell me about it.
I've been doing about 60 episodes.
60 episodes?
I know a lot of music.
That's so cool. That's like 57 more episodes than the Pupcast. There's this puppet that calls a show, and the puppet was doing a radio show, and they only did like 3 episodes.
I also have a couple other things. I used to, well, not really used to, it's just like it's not really going on anymore, but me and my dad had a channel called Quarantine Hearts.
You had a what called Quarantine Hearts?
A channel on YouTube called Quarantine
Hearts. Oh, a YouTube channel called Quarantine Hearts. And what did you do on that?
On each video, we talked about a different kind of artist's albums. First it was Neil Young, then it was the Velvet Underground.
Oh my goodness, you're like the coolest person I ever spoke to.
Thanks.
And what's your favorite Velvet Underground song?
I don't exactly know.
Would you remember if you heard it?
I haven't really done this YouTube channel in a long time. I mean,
okay, so it might be like a little too long. It's not on the front of your brain right now.
I guess we did a live video and then we just stopped.
Okay. Basically. Now you're sure you don't want to go do that thing sitting on a park bench?
Sitting on a park bench.
Like get right in your dad's face and go sitting on a park bench. He'll think it's funny. No.
What was I going to say?
Sitting on a park bench.
No, it wasn't the sitting on a park bench. I was going to say another thing that I have other than my YouTube channel and my radio show.
Okay. What's that? What else do you want to plug?
I don't really have that. Wait, what?
What else did you want to talk about?
I don't really have anything else that I would like to talk about.
Well, Silas, I had a great time talking to you, and I hope you have a great remaining few weeks of your summer.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you have a good night.
Yep, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm getting the business here. Handed me my lunch. It put straight up put me in my place. Wouldn't do sitting on it. Wouldn't do Aqualung. What are you going to do? I thought I had it all figured out. I guess not, eh? Well, Pat, you ever hear a kid make you feel not so cool?
Oh, all the time. Happened to me this week.
Well, that just happened right now to me.
Yeah. I got asked how old I was the other day.
You did? By a kid? By a little kid?
Well, I was an intern, but still.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the first year I didn't want to answer.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the club, son.
Yeah.
Sitting on a park bench. And I wish that kid would have gotten right up in their father's face. Sitting on a park, right?
But they would have had to play the notes too, right? That was part of the deal.
No, if they would have had the invisible flute, it would have been enough.
Okay.
Mike? He's not here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is.
I thought he was sitting on a park bench for a second.
I know. Yeah. How's it going, Mike?
It's going good. I've seen some of those videos, Quarantine Hearts, when they did all the Neil Young records.
And the kid, this is a 10-year-old, knows about the Velvet Underground.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't make it to the Velvet Underground, but I checked out a bunch of the Neil Young, and he's a pretty sharp kid.
All right.
I wasn't surprised when he resisted the Jethro Tull.
Yeah. Well, maybe Silas has good taste.
More power to him, right?
Yeah. Maybe Silas realizes that Jethro Tull suck. It's amazing. I watched this video where it was like this classically trained flautist was watching Ian Anderson live, and they were like, "Oh my goodness, I'm a classically trained flautist," and he's on stage doing that usual trash that he does, right? Where he's like. It's like making all these sounds, like making like grunt sounds and stuff. And this flautist was like so shocked at the sounds this guy was making. I was just like, he's still making the same sounds. Like, you got to get over it. It's 8 minutes later. He's still grunting and groaning between playing flute. And she was like putting down his technique a little bit, saying like, well, he's definitely a little too wet in his mouth. It's like, meanwhile,
like a wet flute, huh?
Yeah, wet flute. Well, flute's disgust. I'm sorry, look, Silas. Flute's a pretty gross instrument. Dripping, spit dripping out of it. Boah, could throw up.
I think I've told the story about Jethro Tull before, but it's always a favorite. When I was in high school, my friends. No, I didn't see them. My friends went to see them, and one of my friends, you know, as we were always trying to get better seats, he sort of bum rushed an usher, and the usher punched him in the mouth, and he spent the rest of the show trying to detach his lip from his braces. So yeah, it wasn't a good time.
No, that sounds like a no, the night's bad enough. You actually got to go watch Jethro Tull.
Right. Yeah. So imagine
bad enough.
Imagine watching Jethro Tull with your mouth bleeding.
Worst moment. Can you imagine the moment when you're at a Jethro Tull thing and you realize that it just started, and then suddenly he's up there in those like way too tight pants, those leotard pants he has on, puts his foot up on the monitor.
Thigh high boots too.
Yeah, he wore thigh high boots. He wore a Jerry Seinfeld puffy shirt. He wore thigh high boots, a Jerry Seinfeld puffy shirt, and then like these jodhpurs. As if he just as if he's Bruce Springsteen's daughter, just rode his horse to the arena, and and also, let me just say this about this: people getting on Bruce. I like when people are like, "Oh, Bruce Springsteen's daughter is in the Olympics riding a horse." I thought this guy was a man of the people and was all. When has he pretended in the last 45 years that he isn't rich? He's still, all he says is that he's a slob. He was a slob, but he's never like pretended. It's like, man, if only I could get enough money to fix my car. He's like never done it. He doesn't do stuff like that. Right? What is he doing that would, where he would be just deceptively trying to say he doesn't have money.
Well, he hasn't wrote the classic. You know, he does character sketches in his songs.
Yeah,
and most of the characters are you know, they're not rich. So it would be
interesting. Exist though.
What's that?
Those people still exist.
Right. But I'm, it would be nice if he just did a whole album of the struggles of the rich.
So you want a song where he's just like, George Winthrop owns the company and he pulls into the parking lot. Someone's in his parking spot.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
And there's a car in his spot.
Didn't he get jammed up with an affair with a personal trainer or something?
I don't know, Mike.
That would make a good song.
Let's
make a good song.
Mike, I don't know that stuff. I'm not going to start dragging his business all over the place.
It was in a lawsuit. It was public
Okay, well, you go. Stuff. Okay, Matlock. Go take it up. Go take it up with the. Go put your suspenders on and go. Go try the case. I don't know that. He was parked in my spot. I couldn't get my car. I had to park one spot over. Executive washroom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Executive washroom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta have the key. Gotta have the key to the executive washroom. It was Monday. It was arms and chest. And I saw her over on the elliptical. Stop. No. I'm not allowing it.
It must have been like that.
No, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, do that on your... What are you, Harvey from TMZ here? No. All right, next call, Pat, please.
I was taken aback. I was ready for more, Mike Springsteen. All right, here we go.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Jimmy B.
Jimmy B. Yeah. Where are you calling from, Jimmy B?
Phillipsburg.
Phillipsburg. That's Pennsylvania, right?
No. New Jersey. No.
Phillipsburg, New Jersey. You sure it's not Pennsylvania?
I'm sure.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you this, Jimmy B. Before we go any further, let me ask you, are you over 80 or under 14?
Under 14.
So you're not over 80. You're sure about that?
I'm sure about that.
And how old are you, Jimmy B?
11.
You're 11.
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm just about to watch an episode of Family Matters.
Family Matters, that's Urkel, right?
Yeah.
You big Urkel fan?
No.
You know what my favorite thing Urkel says is?
What?
Did I do that? Remember when he said that on the show?
Yeah.
Well, we'll hope for more Urkel, huh?
Yeah.
What else do you like, Jimmy B, other than Urkel? Do you dress like Urkel?
No, I don't.
You don't? You don't wear little suspenders and high water pants?
No, I don't.
What do you dress like?
T-shirt, jeans.
What's a plain T-shirt, or you got some logos on the shirt?
Logos on the shirt.
Like what kind of logos?
The Beatles, Black Sabbath.
Dua Lipa?
No. No.
If I bought you a Dua Lipa shirt, would you wear it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, that's cool. What if I bought you a shirt with Dua Lipa and Black Sabbath at the same time?
That would be cool.
Like on the front it says Black Sabbath, on the back it says Dua Lipa.
That would be cool. I would wear that.
Okay, maybe you might get it. Maybe, when's your birthday?
November 23rd.
No, yeah, maybe you get a little Thanksgiving birthday gift. Anybody ever give you turkey and stuffing for your birthday?
No.
No?
But
how mad would that make you?
Not very mad.
If you unwrapped a present, it's like, I got you a present. And you unwrapped it, and it was just a bowl of gravy.
Now, that would just be disappointing.
Has your birthday ever been on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What was that like? Were you too young to remember?
I was too young to remember.
Well, it's going to happen again at some point, right?
Yeah, that is true.
What do you want for your birthday this year?
I have no idea.
Want some Urkel glasses?
Yeah, that would be a nice present.
Okay, well, maybe Santa Claus will bring you some Urkel glasses for your birthday. He does birthdays now, by the way. Santa Claus, did you hear about that? It was in the news.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he's handling birthdays now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving dinner. He makes Thanksgiving dinner.
Well.
But it's only made of cookies and milk.
Well, it's good either way.
But what's going on, Jimmy B?
Pretty much nothing. I called in to say my father created the terrible riddle back in 2004, the one with if three mice leave a mouse hole.
Wait a second. Back in 2004, before Jimmy B was, it was before Jimmy B, right? Before there be a Jimmy B, your father called this show and he bugged me so much. He bugged me so much with this dumb riddle he called. Said that there's a mouse in a mouse hole. What is it now?
If three mice leave a mouse hole at the exact same time, but two are still there, how is that?
And I remember solving it, and he was mad that I got it. And then I remember that part.
Yeah, but you did get it. That's why I'm calling, because I want to tell you that it was the real answer, but that was the best answer.
Wait, what was the answer?
And also, I have firstborn rights over the riddle, so... Yeah, so I'm awarding the answer. So the answer to the riddle was if they all left at this exact same time, but they could leave on different days. So, for example, if one leaves on Sunday, the same
time. 2:35.
Mm-hmm, yeah. If one leaves Sunday 2:35, but two are still in there,
mm-hmm.
That's because that one left mm-hmm. at 2:35, but the mm-hmm. others are still there.
Now, is your papa at home, Jimmy B?
Yeah, that was.
Your papa's at home now?
Yep.
All right. This is what I need you to do, Jimmy B. How far away is he?
He's right next to me.
This is what I want you to do.
All right.
You just repeat after me. You say, hey, papa.
Hey, papa.
I got a riddle for you.
I got a riddle for you.
Who wasted so much of Tom's time 15 years ago?
Who wasted so much of Tom's time 15 years ago?
And has two thumbs.
And has two thumbs.
What's his answer?
This guy.
This guy. There it is.
Yep, yeah, there it is.
I'll say one thing.
What?
First of all, I didn't get that riddle back then. All I did, it's kind of the most amazing thing. Your dad calls, he pranks me with a riddle 16 years ago. What I do, I trick his own son into giving me the answer to the riddle, telling him I got the answer. Now who's the quiz master?
That is true.
Yeah. Tell your say, Papa, you're not the quiz master anymore.
Papa, you're not the quiz master anymore.
Now go scrub the toilets. Tell him to go scrub the toilets.
He's crying currently. He's sobbing. Well,
okay, then say to him, when you're done crying, go scrub the toilets.
When you're done crying, go scrub the toilets.
Say, I gotta be able to eat Thanksgiving dinner off that thing. I want that toilet so clean I could eat Thanksgiving dinner off of it.
Dad, come back here. I want
Papa.
That toilet so clean. Papa, come back here. I want that toilet so clean that I could eat Thanksgiving dinner off of it. All right, he left the room sobbing.
Yeah, of course he did. Well, Jimmy B, I'm going to say this.
What?
Your top's in my book, Jimmy B.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Oh, but you didn't know what book it is.
What book?
It's a book full. It's a book of just a list of dumb kids. Your top's in that book. No, I'm just kidding. Your top's in my book of great kids.
Thank you. It's an honor.
All right. Well, you have a great night. You call anytime you want, Jimmy B.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness.
Full circle.
Full circle. Do you remember that, Pat?
Do I remember it?
Yeah.
Jimmy B is the son of another Jim. And if it weren't for that Jim, I may not be talking to you through this microphone.
Really?
That's the guy who got me into WFMU.
So you were in on this the whole time, Pat. For this whole time. Mike.
Yeah.
Mike. Can you believe this guy?
I can't believe this guy.
Mike, can you believe this guy?
No, I can't.
We do a show like this every week. Yeah. Pat and I couldn't be closer. Thick as thieves. He has the answer to this thing. Doesn't tell me. Oh, I don't know what to think of this, Pat.
I'm gonna go even deeper. You ready for this? I don't even know if I should, because
you wrote the riddle. Don't tell me you wrote the riddle.
No, I didn't write the riddle.
My heart'll break.
No, I egged them on. But Jim also was co-responsible for The Long Walk to New York, which you put in your book.
The Long Walk to New York, the story. When a young Pat Byrne called The Best Show and said, I'm going to walk from Clinton, New Jersey to the Brooklyn Bridge or the George Washington Bridge.
Verona, New Jersey.
And Verona, New Jersey. And film. What was the goal with that? Because this is one of the first things Pat called about a million years ago on the show. He's like, I'm going to walk from Verona, New Jersey across the Brooklyn Bridge. And we're making a movie about it. And this was a kid calling me, telling me this.
Yeah, we wanted to make a documentary. We were going to walk. And I think we had seen some press in one of those free New York papers, like AM New York, or one of those ones they give you for free just for riding the subway. And it was about someone like walking from the bottom of New York to the top or something like that. And we were like, well, these guys got in the newspaper. Why don't we walk from New Jersey to New York and try to get press? So we started calling your show and saying we were going to do it and we were going to film it and make it a documentary and all that stuff. And
how close did you come? Were you ever serious about it?
We were serious about it. I found a folder with a bunch of plans for it in, when I was moving out of my old apartment recently. So we started planning it. We never did anything with it, but flash forward like a good decade or more, Jim's younger brother actually tried to do something similar. He tried to walk the length of the Jersey Shore, and he got pretty far. So he was kind of carrying that torch. He actually was
walking across private beaches and stuff.
Well, I don't think private ones. If it was private, he probably walked on the sidewalk at that point. But yeah, he tried to walk all of the shore from Sandy Hook down. And I think he only made it halfway, but it's still an accomplishment. It's a big stake.
Was he filming it?
No, no. He did try to call The Best Show, though, when it happened. It was one of those weeks that you were kind of just getting set up out west. So it was filled in with Jason, myself, and Mike. I think he did call, if I remember right. It's in the archives.
Well, Pat, I want to say to you this. I want to say to you this. Mm-hmm. What would you think? Mm-hmm. I send you little bit of Best Show money. Best Show invests in this.
Okay.
15 years later.
Oh no.
The long walk finally happens.
I'll do it. Tom, don't dare me. I'll do it.
I'm not. Oh, don't dare. I am daring. I'm straight up daring you.
All right. I got
to
get
you. I'm quadruple daring you to do it.
I got
you and Jim and all the rest of you.
All right.
The rest of you ne'er-do-wells back then. You say now you had the plan when you were kids. It's like Stand By Me.
Oh,
like
I
you
love
were,
it.
Like that's who you guys were back then. The twerps from Stand By Me. But now you're like older and grown and people are married and they got kids and they're living their lives. Now you do the walk.
I love it.
And then it is its own long walk in a way, a long walk through life.
I remember you very clearly on one of those early calls when we were on somewhat of a lull and you and you leaned into the mic and just said, I feel like I'm on the long walk to New York. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that line. Yeah.
Well,
and Pat, you were, but yeah,
it's there for the taking. You tell me if you want to do the long walk, you frame it. We talked about this thing as a joke.
You put it in a book.
It's in a book. It made us want to do it. We're doing it now. Now we do the true long walk.
I'm in. I'm already getting texts about this, so it's happening. I'll do a post about it soon, and we're going to organize that, folks.
I love it. All right. Give me another call, please, Pat.
We got 1 through 5.
No, 1 through 5. Give me 1, and then we'll do 5.
All right.
Best Show, hi.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
Nothing really. My dad told me to call in because he called me right now to tell me that he just got me a skateboard that I've been wanting for a long time.
Hold on a second. Your dad just bought you that skateboard you wanted for a long time?
Well, he bought me a skateboard. I wanted a skateboard since, well, probably like January.
Wow. What do you know what color it is?
On the bottom it says grizzly in like rainbow puffy colors, I think.
Oh, that's cool. Are you going to put any stickers on it?
I don't know yet, but I'm pretty sure I will.
Yeah. Well, maybe put a Best Show sticker. Would you put a Best Show sticker on it?
Yeah. If we could find one, sure.
Now, how old are you again? You're 14?
I'm 8 years old.
8. Okay. And your name is Barbara?
Charlotte.
No, I was joking. I knew it was Charlotte. Yes. Now, Charlotte, what state are you in, Charlotte?
I'm in Rochester. I am in New York State.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, Charlotte. I used to ride a skateboard around, right? And I did a trick that a lot of people say can never be done again. I was on my skateboard, rolling down the street, and then I went toward my house, and then I went right at the side of the house and went up the side of the house onto the roof and then back down the side of the house, the other side.
What?
Yeah. And I also did a flip when I was on the roof. Nobody believed me when I tell them I did that.
Well,
no, I didn't have a jetpack.
You probably accidentally landed on one for like half a second without noticing. You probably landed on like a trampoline or something and bounced right off.
No, there was no trampoline. There was no trampoline. I just went right inside the house and I went right up the wall and I went onto the roof, did a flip, and then went down the other side of the house.
Was there a ramp?
No, there was no ramp.
I think gravity was turned off for a second when that happened. Maybe.
You think reality was turned off for a second?
Gravity.
Okay. Well, maybe it was, but I did it. You should have seen it. Everybody cheered.
It's
pretty exciting.
Really cool.
I can't do it again, though.
Yeah.
So, Charlotte, okay. What's your goal with skateboarding? Do you want to go to like skateboard parks and do that?
I might go to a skate park and see my friend Maya there because she has one.
Oh, that would be fun. Is Maya a good skateboarder?
She has a skateboard, I think. Her cousin does. I think she might ride it though. And my friend Gaia, who lives in Ohio.
You have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
You must be are you a good friend?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about your friends?
My favorite thing about most of my friends is that they're really loyal and kind. Like, for instance, my friend Lauren, there's this kid Carson in my class. He was pretty mean. Really mean.
Okay.
I don't like him at all. But she actually got into, like, she didn't get into a physical fight with him, but, like, a fight with him, kind of. When they were, like, arguing for no... I don't know why they were arguing. It wasn't really much of an argument. It lasted like 10 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe. But they were arguing. My friend Lauren was arguing with him because I guess she said something rude about me or something. I don't really remember, though. It was in first grade, and I'm going on fourth.
Okay. Well, that's nice that your friend stuck up for you. I had a friend. Tell me what you think of this. I had a friend who he knew a secret about a riddle one time that was said 15 years ago, and he never told me he knew the secret to the riddle until today.
Did he tell you what the secret was?
No, he didn't even tell me he knew the answer. He let me wonder for 15 years about the answer to the riddle.
15 years?
15 years. Can you believe it? Even more. I know, right, Charlotte? Can you believe it?
I can't. But if he hasn't told you,
he just told me today. He just told me today.
Oh, I was going to say, if he hasn't told you what it is already, you should try and trick him.
Oh. How would I trick
him? You can ask him about something else, but it would like trick him to say the answer.
Yeah, that's a good idea, but I got the answer already. What's your favorite kind of ice cream, Charlotte?
My favorite ice cream is just a classic French vanilla.
Oh, that's nice. Very, very elegant.
Yeah.
When you go get ice cream, if you go to the ice cream shop, what do you say? I want a scoop of French vanilla, please.
Yeah. And if they don't have French vanilla, I always get chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, that's pretty good. And do you like sundaes, ice cream sundaes?
Yeah. I don't have them very often, but I really love them.
Who's home right now?
I'm with my aunt and my uncle.
Okay. Well, how about you go to your... Who's nearby?
My aunt.
Can you go to your aunt and say, Auntie dear... I say this. What time is it?
What time is it? 10. She says 10:12.
You say no, 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 Auntie dear.
No, no, no.
Say it's ice cream sundae o'clock.
It's ice cream sundae o'clock. She's laughing.
So you say, how about it? Auntie dear.
How about it, Auntie dear? She says
wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if I got some ice cream in my belly.
Wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if I got some ice cream. She says tomorrow.
Well, look, that's a good deal. Look what we just did. I didn't think you were going to get ice cream at 10 o'clock at night. But tomorrow you're going to get some ice cream. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock at night. I already had a cookie and a Slurpee today.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough for one day. But tomorrow you're going to get some ice cream. And what?
Yeah. We went bowling.
You went bowling and had a cookie and a Slurpee?
Yes.
That sounds like the best day ever.
It is. I got
and you called this show.
I got a strike my first try on the second game.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't even know I was going to get a strike.
No, you usually don't until it happens.
I almost got 100. At the end of the game, at the end of the second game, I got 98 points.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations. That's very impressive.
I really like bowling, but soccer's still my favorite sport.
Okay.
You ever
score a goal at soccer?
No, but I will be in Little Leagues in 2022, I think.
Okay. That's cool. You got to keep practicing up until then, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Charlotte, I'm going to let you wrap up. It's pretty late there. You should probably start going to bed. Mm-hmm. And you give a call anytime you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, but there's one last thing I'd like to say.
Of course. What is it?
My dad really likes the book you wrote.
Thank you. Okay.
He read it. He read the book It Never Ends. He told me to let you know that he really liked it.
Oh, that's so nice. Please tell your dad that I said thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you have a great night.
All right.
Get that ice cream tomorrow.
I will.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Could you 5 now, please?
We lost 5.
You lost 5. Okay. Well, maybe we get 5 back. Okay. Give me 4 then, please. Hello, Best Show.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Astra.
Astra. Astra, where are you calling from?
Ohio, Yale Springs.
From Ohio. Do you like living in Ohio?
Yes, nice.
And how old are you, Astra?
7.
Astra is a very nice name.
Yeah, it means star.
It means star.
Yeah, and also I have 2 baby ducks.
Hold on, you have 2 baby ducks?
Yeah, 2 baby ducks.
What are their names?
Stecco and Stego. Robert named you... Robert, my brother, he named one of them Stecco, and the other I named Stego, because, like, we used to have another duck named Rex, but, well, we came to the animal rehab lady, and so it's Stego and Rex, but it's Stecco and Stego.
So you got Stecco and Stego?
Stecco and Stego.
Stego, S-T-E-G-O?
Yeah, like a stegosaurus.
Sure, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song, Astra?
I don't know, Steven Universe song?
Steven Universe songs? Do you know I was on Steven Universe?
Yes.
Do you know I did the voice... of Keith?
Yeah, you did the voice of Mr. Universe. I know.
I did. I did the voice of Mr. Universe, Greg.
Yeah, and also I've seen a lot of movies like Nightmare Before Christmas. I like that.
I thought you were gonna say Nightmare Before Elm Street. I was gonna say, who's playing movies over there? Nightmare Before Christmas. What's this? What's this?
Well, so it's about Jack Skellington and also pretends Santa. You know that?
Say that again?
So it's about Jack Skellington in like this Halloween town.
Oh yeah, no, I saw it. I saw it a bunch of times.
Yeah. But my teacher, like, she plays it every Halloween and Christmas. But actually, it's a Halloween movie.
You think it's a Halloween movie, not a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it's a Halloween movie.
What's a Christmas movie that you like?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe you got to start watching some Christmas movies.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but, like, Nightmare Before Christmas kind of is a Christmas movie, just kind of.
I think it's kind of, I agree. I think it's kind of a Christmas movie, too. What, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, my gosh. I don't really know. Jingle Bells, that's a good one.
So you don't like Christmas songs very much?
Well, yeah, I do, but I have this game with a Christmas song on it, but it's just a knockoff.
What is it?
It's a knockoff Christmas song.
A knockoff Christmas song? What's that mean?
Well, you know the song Jingle Bells?
Jingle Bells. I know the song.
Yeah, so it's just Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
But it's played by a really weird sounding electric guitar.
Okay, that sounds strange.
Yeah, and also I'm allergic to peanut butter.
You're allergic to peanut butter? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'll make sure you don't get any peanut butter for Christmas.
Yeah. And also, didn't you have those, like, these flavored candy canes? Like, they have different flavors. Like, those watermelon-flavored candy canes, peach-flavored candy canes.
You don't like those?
I like those. They're
but you do candy. Like those.
You should buy those next Christmas.
I should?
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Yeah, maybe, like, I will, Astra.
Like, the,
what's the best Christmas present you ever got?
Well, these two pig toys named George and Johnny. They are both pigs, and George is a big one. He's gray. Well, Johnny is a pretty normal sized pig that's pink. And also,
okay. And those are your pals? Are they your pals?
Yeah. And also, like, I have two dragon plushies and one dino plush, but this dino plush that I'm holding, you don't see it, but I am holding it. It's a limited edition.
Do you do voices for your stuffed animals?
Yes.
Let me hear one of them. Can I talk to one of them?
Hey, Animal Crossing character. Animal Crossing Wait. Characters sound like that for some reason. And also, anything about the word snowball, hey?
Snowball?
Yes, snowball.
Yeah. Sounds like you're on a Migos record, like you're going.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, Astra, I'm going to talk to some other kids. I want to make sure everybody can get on the show and talk to me.
So, I guess, bye.
Well, I'll say goodbye to you. Bye. I hope you have a great rest of your year.
He said have a great time.
Bye. Okay. Tell him I said,
bye.
Bye. Any old timers, Pat?
No old timers.
No old timers.
No one above 80.
No one above 80.
Tom, if Sir Paul McCartney called, who's technically not
I would not let him on.
Even though he's a legend, you wouldn't let him on because he's not above 80.
Next week. I tell him to call back next week.
Wow. Okay.
I would say peace and love. Peace and love. I'm warning you. Do not call if you are not over 80. Sir Paul, you will be hung up on.
That's fair.
It's fair. Firm but fair. Paul McCartney would come away from this. You know what he'd say? I didn't like it, but I respect it. Have another call, please.
Sure. We got 1 through 4.
All right. And this AP Mike, I don't know about this guy. Something about it's not sitting well with this this whole thing with the Bruce Springsteen thing. What's this guy turn into? Perez Hilton all of a sudden?
I got some lyrics for you.
You guys got the gossip? I don't want them to be about him having an affair at the gym.
I would love to hear more.
That's what it is.
Go ahead. I'm never going to get him on the
Atlantic
show.
Club in 2005. Watching her from behind on the treadmill made me feel so alive. Oh. I was so excited. I had to do an extra set of reps just to flake. While she was held down, I went for dinner at the Turning Point at 8.
Okay.
It's the first stanza.
There you go, the first stanza. Well, everybody, keep your eyes peeled over at apmike.bandcamp.com for more of this. If this is the kind of excellence you demand over at apmike.bandcamp.com, you got a treat coming for you soon when Mike puts this his Bruce Springsteen oogling people at the gym story coming out. People are saying you're confident with your music now, Mike. They're liking this new confidence. What happened? Did I lose him?
He's writing lyrics.
He's right. Oh, God. I don't want to interrupt the creative process, of course. I know. Fair enough. Can I get another call, Pat? Hello, Best Show.
Hello?
Hello, hi. To whom am I speaking?
Claire Ross.
Sorry?
Claire Ross.
Kerr? Your first name is Kerr?
No. C-L-A-I-R-E.
Claire.
Yes.
Claire. How are you, Claire?
Pretty good.
Who's your favorite Claire? Do you know other Claires?
No, but I have a neighbor down the street named Cara.
That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
Do you know who my favorite Claire is?
Who?
Claire O'Kane, comedian,
nice.
Writer, very funny.
Nice.
You know what my favorite dessert is?
What?
Eclair.
Eclairs are pretty good.
Right?
Yep. There's a French bakery near my house, La Madeleine. And I went to my Nini's once, and my mom had gotten me one to share with my Nini and Pops. And their dog jumped into the front seat and grabbed the box with the eclair in it and took off with it and then ate the eclair.
Oh, no. But it has chocolate on it. Was the dog okay?
He was a big enough dog, and it was only a little bit. And we managed to get some of it away from him.
Yeah, nobody should. Don't give chocolate to dogs, everybody. Bad for them.
Yeah. Well,
save your chocolate for Tom.
What?
Save your chocolate for Tom. Me.
There's never any leftover chocolate.
How old are you, Claire?
I am 12 years old.
Well, happy birthday. Well, it's not your birthday, though.
My birthday is in April. Tomorrow's my Nana's birthday, though.
Well, I want to say happy birthday to your Nana.
I don't know if she watches the show.
Did you make a card for her?
No, but I bought her some Bath and Body Works and I knitted her a headband.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I don't get to see her tomorrow because tomorrow is my first day of school.
First day of school, and you're going into seventh grade?
Correct. Jinx Middle School.
Very exciting. Are you physically going to be in school?
Yes.
Are you excited about seeing your friends again?
Yeah. The one of my friends, I'm not going to name names because I'm trying not to name drop anyone that I know would probably get mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
She and I, we met in fourth grade, or not fourth grade, fifth grade, pardon. And we kind of bonded, and we literally have none of the same classes.
Okay. Wow, that's too bad.
The only period is because we're the same age. So
will you at least see each other at lunch, maybe?
Maybe.
But you'll meet some new people.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite movie ever, Claire?
My favorite book? Oh, Lord.
Sure. What's your favorite book? Yeah.
I've read so many books that it's kind of hard for me to keep track. If I had to say, like, author or something, because that's probably easier, I like pretty much anything by Ruth Riordan or Diane Kelly. But okay. I can't name titles because I literally cannot choose.
Like, and what kind of books are those? What kind of books do they write?
Diane Kelly writes, like, murder mystery, cop type books. And then Ruth Riordan is a teenage author. Like, he writes books for teenagers. And they're mostly mythological. They're all about myths. Like Greek, Roman, there's some Norse myth, stuff like that.
Who's your favorite Greek god or goddess?
I'd gotta say probably Athena.
Okay, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
And so you like reading these books. Are those murder mysteries for kids, for young adults, or are they more for adults?
I don't know, but my grandparents get mad at me for reading them.
They get mad at you for reading them?
Inappropriate language.
So it has a couple swear words?
Yeah. Some of the newer Diane Kelly books I found are a little less sweary, but they're still pretty good. I'm hoping she makes more in the series.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be fun. What's the longest book you ever read?
My mom a while back gave me The Woman's Complete Health Book. It's like 10 pounds, I swear.
So what's the name of the book?
The Woman's Complete Health Book. It's pretty much like an encyclopedia on stuff like that.
And that's not exactly a fun book to read, though.
Longest fun book?
Like a fiction book.
Probably one of the longest ones would be one of the Rick Riordan Hero of Olympus ones from that series. Because they're all pretty thick. Like, they're all pretty long. A lot of the ones I like are just little novels I can read in the day. Because I love to be able, like, when I go to the library, I go frequently. Or I make sure everything's turned in and then don't go for a while because school.
Yeah.
But because I don't like to lug around a lot of books, so I get a few books, read them all, return them, repeat. Like, in fifth grade, pretty much whenever I had free time, I'd ask to go to the library because the librarian was very nice. And also lots of books.
Lots of books, yeah. What is something you would like to do? What's like a talent you would like to develop in your as you get older? Juggling?
No. Right now I'm working on my emotional state of being a lot. And so I'm still figuring out myself a little.
Sure.
I don't know. I've been doing a lot of drawing lately.
Okay.
And and I've been doing sewing. Like, I'm getting to be a pretty good seamstress.
Okay. That's cool.
Then again, that's
fun.
My first stuffed animals.
Wait, say that again?
the reason I'm a good seamstress is because one of my stuffed animals, Lady, it's really a stuffed animal version of Lady from Lady and the Tramp.
Okay.
She now has a complete wardrobe. Like,
so you've made a complete wardrobe for your for Lady, your stuffed animal.
Yeah, and a few of the other ones that I sleep, like I used to sleep with when I was little. I feel like they deserve it. Because they got put through me having nightmares and having to, like, hard snuggle. So I feel like they deserved the outfits.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Here's some.
No, I think that's cool. I think that's awesome. You seem like you're very interested in being creative, Claire.
Yeah. My dad, he and I like to read comics a lot, too.
What kind of comics?
Well, he got us an app. It's a subscription one, sadly, but it's a really good one to have. Marvel Unlimited. And basically, pretty much all the Marvel comics, they add more every week. Every Monday, they'll add more comics. And so a lot of the Marvel ones, a lot of the newer X-Men ones, like I really like the Marauders one with Kate Pryde.
Okay. Do you like superhero movies?
Yes.
Which is your favorite of all the superhero movies?
Favorite superhero movie. That's going to be a hard one. I really liked Black Widow, though.
You like Black Widow? I didn't get a chance to see Black Widow yet. I can't wait.
You need to see it. It happens like right before Infinity War. Like,
okay,
maybe a month or two before Infinity War.
Okay, so that's where it is on the timeline.
Yeah, and then there's a couple of after credit scenes that take place later on. Like, you want to stay and watch the after credits.
I won't miss it. I will definitely won't miss the after credit thing. Did you? I shot a scene for two Marvel movies, and I got cut out of both of them.
My dad told me about the Ant-Man stuff.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. I got cut out of both. Hopefully, I get into Quantumania.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to see King the Conqueror play a bigger role.
Yeah, no, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah. I'm trying not to spoil anything because my dad and I watched all those little Marvel TV shows. Like tomorrow afternoon after I come home and he's home, we'll probably watch What If. Because the first episode with Captain Carter was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I have to start watching What If.
It's a cartoon, but it's a really good one. And right off the bat, it's funny. It's like really, like there's a lot of action. And there's a lot of scenes that you just make you be like, okay, that's actually pretty funny.
Okay, like, well, I'm ready. You've sold me on it.
It's okay for adults.
Claire, you sold me on it. I'm ready to check it out.
It is really good. Like, my aunt, who she's not really interested in a lot of Marvel stuff, I nearly managed to get her to watch the episode with me, like, to rewatch for me, but for her to see it. So, yeah.
That's so cool. I like that you and your family do things together. That's very nice.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, Claire, I'm going to try to talk to some other people before it gets too late. I don't want everybody to be up super late.
Okay, so I'm going to say
thank you for calling. I had a great talk with you, Claire.
Okay. It was nice talking to you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you have a great night and have fun at school.
Okay, I will.
Okay, take care.
Have a good night.
One thing I'm starting to realize, all these kids got it more together than I do right now. Some of these kids got it figured out. When I was 12, what was I doing? Staring at a wall? What was I doing? Reading Rumpelstiltskin? I didn't even think I could read when I was 12. I really don't know if I could read at that point. I think I knew most of the alphabet at that point. By the time I was 12, I think I knew like up to like S, Or the one, what's the one after S? Telephone, what's the one? Telephone pole. What's that one called?
T.
T, that's right. Then the one that comes after that is, that's called a cup. What's that one?
Wait, LMNOPQRST. U would be after T.
U, okay, I call that one cup. Called telephone pole cup, foldy cup that I drink like I'm at the dentist's office, like I'm rinsing my mouth. What's that one?
Hold on a second. LMNOPQRSTUV.
And then the next one is I call two of the spit cup that things at the dentist's office.
That would be double U.
Okay. And then I call the other one is don't go on the train tracks.
Oh, that's easy. That's X.
That's X. Okay. And then the other one is it's called when Mr. Trump would do that dance at the end of his rallies.
Oh, Y.
Y. Okay. And then the other one is just it's called backwards straight line S.
Sure. That's Z. It could also Z. Think of it like it's a chair.
Oh, that's cool. Chair. I'll call that one chair then, not backwards straight line X, S. All right. Well, look at this, Pat. I got to say, I can't go super late tonight. Your guy's not feeling 100% lately. I'm still not feeling well. I don't have the coronavirus. I promise you that. I got a test. Just run down. We got full phones still?
Well, I was going to say we got three on hold and we got one person trying to call. So as soon as I'm off mic, I can put them on hold or we can start winding down from there.
Let's let that fourth person in and then we'll say that's it.
Okay. And Mike's back. He got off the Zoom, but he's back in.
Oh, good. Good. I was worried.
Big Tech tried to shut me down, but I'm back.
Yeah, Big Tech. Try to shut you down. Yeah, the conspiracy coming. It's revealing itself. It's a regular JFK up
can't
in here.
Take the musical parody.
You gotta get Oliver Stone to investigate this one. Zoom couldn't handle your musical parody.
Too much.
Too much.
Bruce is an icon.
Yeah. All right, you talk for a minute, Mike. I'll be right back.
He's untouchable.
You and nobody Pat can talk. Make fun and Pat, of keep him, Pat, keep him in control, Pat, please.
No,
heard about the affair, right, Pat? That wasn't
no, I was anything. I was egging. I from the Best Show account. I was I was saying I wanted to hear more, and one of the listeners said after his Limp Bizkit rap last week, AP Mike is feeling confident in his musical talents. I say let's hear more. Yeah. That was from at Bill V. And, I put it out there to the Twitterverse saying retweet if you want to hear more of Mike as Bruce Springsteen. And, we got a few retweets there. So there you go.
I got to work on the lyrics. It was just spur of the moment.
No, I liked it. So that's about, an alleged affair he had, or is this?
Oh, no, it went to court. He was the source of a divorce dispute. And it came up in court.
So this was, he almost got divorced from Patty?
No. The woman he had the affair with was married.
Oh.
What is he doing? What is this? What?
I didn't know about any
Mike's
of this.
Like a dog with a bone.
And she had a fling with Bruce while the husband was in the hospital with having heart surgery.
Take it easy, Mike.
Everybody's got a hungry heart.
I didn't know you were that big a Bruce fan.
No, I'm not, Mike. I'm not. You know where I stand on that.
Yeah.
Look, I know you might be the biggest Bruce fan of all of us in a way when we consider he's your big record store buddy.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan, but he's human, you know?
You gave him the high hat. You gave him the high hat, too.
Yeah.
Still one of the most amazing stories ever. AP Mike runs into Bruce Springsteen back in the 70s.
Yeah, like 79.
79. He runs into Bruce Springsteen. This is like after Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Right.
He runs into this guy.
Pre-River.
Pre-River. They start him and his pal start bugging him at a record store.
I've heard this story. I think that Bruce was looking to be bugged if he was just hanging around.
Oh, I'm sure he was. No, he seems like he was looking to, he wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
So then Mike and his buddy start asking Bruce all how much money you make on this, how much you get, like questions that are just so out of bounds that only like young people would ask how much you get paid for this. How
we were curious, right?
Yeah. He answers all the questions.
Yeah. Showed my friend his ID.
And then Mike actually gets to the point. He gets sick of Bruce Springsteen. He gets sick of him.
He's rambling.
Can you imagine this? Mike gets one-on-one FaceTime with Bruce Springsteen at the prime of his career. And Mike's at a point, he's like, yeah, I got enough. This guy's bothering me now. So yeah, we got to get going. They're like, we got to get going. They blew him off. They blew off the boss. Unbelievable. You blew off the boss. What record were you looking for? Southside Johnny?
No, I mean, I guess it wasn't such a proud moment after all. I think I bought a
Fog Hat.
Steve Forbert's second record. Yeah. Jack Rabbit Slim.
Yeah.
With it was not as good Romeo's as the first tune. One. Yeah, I think that was on. Was that on that album?
That's on the first one.
Yeah, yeah. First album was big.
It'd be great if you pointed at the album and looked at Bruce on your way out and said, "Now that's music." Yeah. Walked out.
Yeah.
Steve Forbert.
He bought Bush Doctor. Peter Tosh.
What? Who? Bruce bought Bush Doctor?
Yeah, a cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like this cassette, man. That'll be $4.45.
Record World, pretty steep prices.
That'll be $5.08.
You know, Rosalita, I'm into reggae.
Yeah,
had that one breakdown.
28-minute version of Rosalita. We're doing one where me and the big man, during the introductions, we do a full episode of Laverne and Shirley. To take our comedy routines to their logical conclusion, we're doing a full episode of Laverne and Shirley, doing a breakdown of Rosalita.
Got to get that laugh in there. It's a little too much like the Riddler.
Yeah. All right, give me the next call, please. Enough of you. Enough of this. Best show. Hi.
To take our comedy routines to the...
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
I am Brinley from Colorado.
Your name is Amber?
Brinley.
Amber, though.
It's Brinley.
Brinley. Why did I hear Amber? What's going on? Brinley, what's wrong with my ears?
I don't know
either. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Do you enjoy being 11?
Yeah, I just turned 11 last month, and today was my first day of sixth grade.
Well, that's exciting. Now, your name starts with a B, Brinley.
Yeah, I actually called on a couple of months ago when it was the last day of school.
Okay.
I did Ruffles.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I like Brinley. That's a very nice name.
Thank you.
So how was the summer? Since we spoke at the beginning of the summer, now we're talking at the end of the summer. How did your summer go?
It was very good. We went to Disney World and I did a musical.
And you did a musical?
Yep.
What musical?
It was Madagascar Junior.
What's that mean, Madagascar Junior? What's the difference between Madagascar and Madagascar Junior?
I don't know. I guess it's just for kids when they say Junior.
And who did you play in Madagascar Junior?
I was Gloria the Hippo.
Did you have a? Did you sing a song?
I didn't sing a song, but I had a few solos.
And what were the? What do you remember? Was there one you were most proud of or enjoyed doing the most?
Yeah, it was probably the first song that I did.
Can you give me just give me one line from it, Brendley?
Okay. Should I sing it or should I just say it?
Sure, you can sing it. You can sing it. And you can do more than one. I was going to ask if I could get at least one.
Okay. It's gotta do my toes, gonna do my nails. A little makeup never fails. A girl should always look her best when she's this blessed.
Okay. You got a nice voice.
Thank you.
Do you like singing a lot? Is that something you enjoy doing?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite singer of all time?
I don't know, but I do like the Beatles a lot.
Okay. You like the Beatles? Who's your favorite? Do you know the different Beatles? Are you how into the Beatles are you?
I actually kind of started listening to them, but I've listened to them a lot, and I know a lot about them.
Okay. Well, who's your favorite Beatle?
I like Paul McCartney.
Okay. That's my favorite also.
Oh, that's good.
Do you have a favorite Beatles song?
I like most of the songs from Sgt. Pepper's, but my favorite is probably Getting Better.
Okay. Do you like the way when they do Sgt. Pepper or when they do Getting Better, it's like they're arguing in a way where he's like, it's getting better all the time. And he goes, couldn't get no worse.
Yeah. It's like,
wait, which one is it? Is it getting better or is it getting worse?
So actually my friend was coming over and we called in together, but she had to leave. But
oh, I'm sorry.
She did want to ask one question, and that was, what's your favorite commercial jingle?
My favorite commercial jingle would probably be, probably $5 foot long. Gimme, gimme.
That's a great one.
Thank you. It's Subway.
Yeah.
Do you like Subway sandwiches? I don't.
Yeah, I don't actually like them a lot. I only like the meatball sub.
I wonder if anybody likes them.
Me too. I wonder how they're still in business, really.
You know what I mean? How are there 8 million Subway restaurants all over the place? And then you talk to everybody and you're like, do you like Subway? They're like, yeah, not really.
I know, it's crazy.
So everybody that's eating there is kind of just like, meh, I really don't like it that much.
Yeah.
Is it just because it's convenient?
Maybe.
I don't know. You know, one thing that you couldn't play, that's one thing that Getting Better, that song's definitely not about Subway.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're definitely not getting better all the time.
Yeah.
Like if the song was about Subway, it would be like, getting worse all the time. And then the other voice, John Lennon, would go, I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite subject in school, Brendley?
I don't know. I like language arts a lot because I like reading.
Okay. What's your favorite book?
I like The Hunger Games a lot.
Okay. Do you think in The Hunger Games they would still choose to be hungry rather than eat at Subway?
Yes.
They'd be like, we're so hungry. Well, you can compete in these games or you can get some coupons. You can get some free Subway sandwiches. And then they'll be like, yeah, I'm going to try the games out.
Yeah, I'd probably do that myself.
Yeah, they'd be like, look, You could get this turkey club, or you could participate in this deadly game. Be like, yeah, I think I'll try the game. Tell me more about this game.
Speaking of books, my dad just read It Never Ends, and he liked it a lot, but he said I have to wait a couple of years to read it.
You just gotta wait a couple of years. It's not like it's dirty or anything, but it just is like more adult topics are in it.
Yeah, you said.
And that's all. It's got some bad words. You know what and it's got a thing in it. It's about, it never ends. You know what that is? It's called that because that's the stomach ache you get when you eat at Subway.
You really hate Subway, I guess.
I really do. You're getting all my Subway jokes tonight.
I'm glad. I'm lucky.
What would you rather eat? A Subway sandwich or a sandwich that was on the floor of a Subway car? Like a good sandwich on the floor of a Subway or a Subway sandwich?
What's the difference?
Brinley, you just hit the nail right on the head. What's the difference? Perfect response.
Thank you.
All right. I'm gonna wrap up so I can talk to some other callers. I don't want to keep people up too late. But
okay.
This is a great call. You call anytime you want, Brinley.
I will. Also, can you say hi, Iceland, for me? Because that's my friend's name.
Can I say hi to who?
Iceland.
Iceland?
Uh-huh.
Iceland, I want to say hello, and I'm sorry you couldn't hang around to be a part of the call, but I will talk to you soon. You call anytime you want, any Tuesday night, you call.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a great time at school.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye. Three more lines? Three more?
Yep.
Best show. Hi.
Hello, Tom.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Harrison from Nixa.
Harrison?
From Southwest Missouri. Harrison.
Okay. But your name is Harrison.
Harrison, yes, that is my name.
Yeah, it's a great name. Do people call you Harry for short, or do you just like Harrison?
They call me Harry for short.
Do you like that?
Yes, I actually really like it.
You prefer Harry to Harrison?
I prefer either.
You'll take either. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take either.
I'm going to call you Harrison. I like the formality of your full name.
Thank you.
Now, how old are you, Harrison?
I'm 13 years old.
13. The cutoff for calls to this show tonight. 13. You're like you're the oldest caller tonight.
Yeah, I am.
So, did you start school yet?
That's in 1 week, next Monday.
Next week. Are you looking forward to it?
No.
No?
I've got a topic, actually.
You do? Let's hear it.
I've been thinking, what crazy person decided to make now and laters, that candy, now and later candies?
Yeah. Those you mean like, why would you call it that?
Yeah, but like, every time I eat one of those, they just like get stuck in my teeth and they're rock hard.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one. I never buy now and laters. I guess it's called now and later because it's still stuck in your teeth later.
I guess you're right. And I also find them on the streets after parades because no one wants to touch them.
No one wants to touch now and laters. So they just drop them in the street.
They like avoid them. It's like running around some cones, running around the now and laters.
Great. That's very funny. Yeah. Who are some of the funniest? Who are your favorite? Who makes you laugh the most on like TV or in movies?
I don't really watch like general like I watch movies, like, all the time, and, like, I do watch TV a lot. I have to say that I like a lot of the Marvel movies because they're some of my favorites.
And who's your favorite character in all the Marvel movies?
I'd have to say Tony Stark.
You like Tony Stark?
Yeah.
Now, here's, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to ruin anything for you. Tony Stark is also Iron Man.
No way. No.
I'm so sorry to ruin it for you. He's both. Because, like, but he's not Iron Man when he's walking down the street just in a suit. Then he's Tony Stark.
I mean, it kind of says it in the first movie, very end.
He says what? I'm Iron Man?
Yeah. At the big news conference.
Yeah, that's true. He says, I'm Iron Man. Yeah. If I was at that press conference, you know what I would have said? Yeah, no, I'm Iron Man. And then he would have said, no, I'm Iron Man. It would have said, too late, I'm Iron Man. And then somebody else would have went, no, wait, I'm Iron Man. And then everybody would have been arguing over who Iron Man was.
No, I'm Iron Man.
Yeah. No, you're not Iron Man, because I'm Iron Man.
That would be a good time to pull out your phone and just start recording for the next 40 minutes. Like, okay, yep, they're arguing over who's Iron Man.
What if that was the whole plot of Iron Man 2, was just people saying they were also Iron Man?
Yeah. Iron Patriot, wrong movie. Those robots can wait. I want to hear them all argue over who Iron Man is.
Yeah. And then, like, you're in the theater and you're like, is this whole movie going to just be them arguing about who's Iron Man?
Person in the back, no, I'm Iron Man.
Yeah. Then somebody in the theater says they're Iron Man.
And then the whole fight's going to start out again.
Yeah. And then somebody else in the theater is like, no, I'm Iron Man.
No,
that would actually be a good movie. Everybody just saying they're Iron Man all night.
It's a movie within a movie.
Yes. So Iron Man's your favorite. Tony Stark's your favorite.
Pretty much, yeah.
Who's your least favorite?
My least favorite has to be characters that are, like, kind of just in the movie, but, like, in movies, you know, but they're just not very useful. They just don't do that much. I don't have a least favorite, though.
What about Ant-Man? You like Ant-Man?
Yeah, I like him because the entire time he could have just gone down Thanos's, like, he could have just gone down, entered Thanos's mouth, gone down his throat, and just expanded.
But what if he would have tried that and it wouldn't have worked?
Well, he would slowly dissolve by the stomach acid.
Yeah, then bye-bye Ant-Man.
That expensive suit? Yeah.
Look, they all beat Thanos.
Yeah.
I was in that scene. I was running in that scene. I'm one of the people running to fight Thanos.
Yeah.
And then I tripped.
Oh.
Yeah, you only see me fall way in the background.
Yeah, sometimes they have to use, like, Photoshop just to edit out certain people that fail.
Yeah, I tripped over some nunchucks.
Ooh.
And then I was like, my foot! And everybody's like, we're all going to fight Thanos. And I'm like, well, what about my foot?
Your foot can wait.
They were like, yeah, that's what they said. That's what Captain America said to me. He said, your foot can wait. I said, but it hurts so bad.
You're just like sitting there. Your leg is like swelling slowly.
Yeah. I'm like, it's really bleeding. My sock is ruined.
It's twisted 90 degrees. Please help. Yeah.
I was like, Spider-Man, my sock is all bloody now.
Get a new sock.
That's what he said. He said, get a new sock. I said, do I look like I'm made out of money?
You have another sock on your other foot.
That's what he said. Were you there?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh. So what's the rest of your year going to be like, my friend?
Just like last year. I'm entering eighth grade, actually, and okay. It's going to be easy.
It's going to be easy, huh?
No, it's not going to be easy. Even though I'm a big boy.
Well, what's your favorite subject in school?
Science, actually. I like science the most.
I actually got blinded by science once.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A girl set her hair on fire in one of my classes by accident.
This woman blinded me with science. It was not. And then I was like, she blinded me with science.
See what you did there?
Yeah, you should search that later. Then the joke will make sense.
I'll try.
You can do it. I believe in you. I know you can do it.
Yes, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
You're so funny. All right, my friend. I'm going to keep taking calls so I can talk to everybody before it's too late for them. But you call anytime you want. You're funny.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hell yeah. Maybe it's not that hard to be funny. That kid's funnier than I am. And I'm one of the funniest people that's ever existed. And this podcast nickname, people were trying to do Pod God, Pod whatever. Somebody said Pod Papa Podcast. I don't like that. Papa Podcast. Sounds mocking. Papa Podcast. Pod God. I don't know. I need like something that just makes a statement, just backs up where I'm at. I ain't getting it yet. Two more calls, Pat?
Yes, sir.
Okay, get another one, please. Hello, Best Show.
Hey, Tom. It's me, Claire O'Kane, from the past. I heard you talking about me earlier.
Hold on a second. This is Claire O'Kane from the past?
Yeah, I just wanted to call to let you know I'm not going to cut you in on those candy bars I stole earlier.
You're not going to let me in on the candy bars?
No, man.
Oh, Claire, I thought we were friends.
Too bad.
Too bad.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, this is not Claire, is it?
No.
Who is this?
It's Aubrey.
Aubrey, how old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11? Well, you're very funny, Aubrey. You had me going there for a minute.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Aubrey?
I'm calling from Texas.
In Texas?
Yes. It was very difficult for me to do that New York accent.
Well, you did a great job. You had me fooled.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you congratulations on your book.
Oh, and thank you so much, Aubrey. That's very sweet of you.
My dad told me to tell you, okay, get ready for this. You did it. That's what he told me to say.
Okay, that was great. And your dad did a great job with that.
Yeah. He really liked your book, and I listened to a bit of it in the car whenever we were on a road trip. And I was very disappointed that you didn't include me in your kid callers section.
Well, maybe you'll be in the next book.
Probably, hopefully.
I hope so, too, Aubrey.
Yeah.
You excited about school?
I am. We got finished getting all our school supplies today, and so I'm excited about that. My favorite part about going back to school is getting a lot of new clothes and stuff because I like shopping, so.
Mm-hmm. What did you get? What kind of new school clothes did you get?
I got a bunch of new shirts and, I got a new pair of jeans. I got, like, I tried to get more, like, fancier type clothes, because usually all I get was band t-shirts and stuff like that.
Like what bands?
I have Rolling Stones t-shirts. I have Aerosmith.
Wow. Those are some cool shirts.
I know.
I was talking to somebody earlier, and I said, would you wear a shirt? What if I had a shirt that said on the front, it said Rolling Stones, and on the back, it said Dua Lipa?
Maybe. It depends if the shirt looks good. It probably, people might look at me weird, but I'm fine with that.
If they look at you weird, you know what you say?
What I say?
You say, take a picture. It'll last longer.
Okay, I will do that next time. Oh, I also wanted to tell you, my parents were watching that Woodstock 99 documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in on them when they were watching it, and I was like, I was very confused why they were watching it, because it had a lot of not appropriate things in it.
Yeah.
And, like, I just wanted to hang out with my parents, you know, but that they're watching this, and I was, like, confused as to what their life choices were.
Mm-hmm. So you were concerned what your parents' life choices were?
Yeah, I was concerned because I don't know what led them up to being watching this.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. Are your parents home?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the same room as my dad.
What's that?
I'm in the same room as my dad.
Okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn to your father.
Mm-hmm.
Say, dearest daddy.
Dearest daddy.
Might I see Limp Bizkit in concert?
What? Hold on, repeat that, please.
Might I see Limp Bizkit in concert?
Might I see Limp Bizkit in concert?
By myself. Well, what's he saying?
He said, it's canceled. He got the Rona.
He said he got the Rona?
Yeah, it's canceled.
Well, this is what you say. They're going to say, West Borland don't got the Rona, Papa.
West Borland don't got the Rona, Papa. You said you're right.
And you say, now go break stuff.
Now go break stuff. My dad won't
say, okay, what did your dad do?
He laughed at you.
Then this is what you say. Papa.
Papa. If I don't get ice cream tomorrow.
I'm going to go Woodstock 99.
I'm going to go Woodstock 99.
What did he say?
He said, please don't.
He said, please don't. He said, look, I'm just joking, Dad.
I'm just joking, Dad. Except you actually have to get me ice cream.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Sorry if you can't hear me that well. I was sitting there with
the phone. No, that sounded perfect, Aubrey. Aubrey, that was perfect.
Oh, speaking of who got the Rona, since I live in Texas, our governor was like, so basically it was this whole thing, like, he was like, oh, we can't enforce masks in school.
Yeah.
And then he got COVID, so I guess that was kind of like karma.
It kind of is karma, right? It came back and it bit him in the butt.
It did. But also pretty much all the school districts are just like enforcing masks anyway, so whatever.
Look, you stay safe. You take care of yourself. Everybody in your family stays healthy and smart, and you'll be fine. You'll get through it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have had COVID before, and I'm getting vaccinated soon, so.
That's great.
I'm fine.
I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to hear. I'm sorry that you got coronavirus, but I'm glad to hear you got healthy again, and then you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Well, Aubrey, I'm going to talk to some other callers before it gets too late, but I appreciate you calling. It was so much fun.
I appreciate talking to you. Stay healthy.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Final call. Here we go. Best show. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Bert.
Bert. Hi, yeah. Bert.
What?
How are you, Bert?
I'm good.
Bird?
No. B-E-R-T.
B-R-T.
B-E-R-T.
B-E-R-T.
Yes.
Bert.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very nice name, Bert.
Thank you.
Do you know any other Berts?
No.
Well, it's nice to have a name where you don't know anybody else with it. Isn't that fun?
Yes.
How old are you, Bert?
I'm 10.
What is your favorite food?
I don't know.
I know one food it's not. I know it's not pizza.
Yeah.
Right? You don't like pizza, do you?
Well, I mean, I like it. It's just not my favorite.
Not your favorite, but you like it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite vegetable?
I think cucumbers.
That's a good vegetable. How do you like to eat cucumbers? In a salad?
No, plain.
Plain?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fun. What's your least favorite food?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf? Blah. Yeah. Right? When's the last time you ate meatloaf?
I don't know, like a few months ago?
Okay. And did you eat it? Were you just like, I don't like meatloaf?
Yes.
And then what did everyone say when you said that?
My mom was like, well, you have to eat something. And I don't want the meatloaf.
And then you were like, I don't like meatloaf and I don't like pizza.
No, I do like pizza.
You do? Okay.
Don't like meatloaf.
What about this? What if you had a pizza that had meatloaf on it?
No, I would not.
No? Would that even be pizza?
Yes.
If it had a whole meatloaf dinner on top of it.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Are you going to trick or treat this year?
Yes, I don't know.
I hope you can. What part of the country do you live in?
Rhode Island. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. That's fine. No, you know the answer. You told me. That's great. You're in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully you can trick or treat. Do you have a costume you want to wear?
No, not yet.
Not yet? What's your favorite costume you've ever worn?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Okay. Well, what do you like to do, Bert?
I like to draw.
You like to draw?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite thing to draw?
I don't know. Just people.
People? Are you good? Do you ever draw anybody in your family?
No.
No? What if you drew someone in your family? What would that? Would that be hard to do?
Yes, because I haven't done it before.
But it might be exciting. Maybe that'd be a good present to give somebody, right? A drawing you did of them?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. And then you could say, I need you to pose so I could do this drawing. You have to sit perfectly still. Don't move, right?
Yeah.
And then they sit there, but then you're not even drawing them. You just make them sit still, and then you just start watching TV.
That's a good idea.
And they think, they're like, I want to move. I have to go to the bathroom. And you're like, no, I'm still drawing you.
Yes. That is a good idea.
Okay. Anything else you like, Bert? Anything you want to tell me?
I want to ask you something.
Sure. What do you want to ask me?
Do you like grilled cheese sandwiches?
Do I like grilled cheese sandwiches? Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes.
You ever have a tomato on a grilled cheese sandwich?
No.
Does that sound good or does that sound bad?
Good, I think.
It's pretty good. It might be worth trying sometime if you're up for it. Well, I'm going to try. This is what I'll do. I know your favorite food is meatloaf. And yeah. I will try to eat meatloaf.
No, I don't like meatloaf.
You don't? Oh, that's right. You don't. That's your least favorite food.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say we would trade favorite foods. But I like grilled cheese sandwiches, too. Is that one of your favorites?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
I would say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah, those are pretty good. You ever eat them cold?
Yes.
Like if you put them in the refrigerator, you let them get cold?
Yeah.
That's good. What if you do that this weekend? That'd be fun for the weekend, right?
Yes.
Cold peanut butter cup. All right, Bert, I'm going to go to bed now. It's late for me.
Okay.
My mom said I have to go to bed.
Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble. Well, you have a good night.
You too.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.
That was fun. What did I hope? Why ain't nobody give me no show to talk to kids? You tell me anybody who just could do what I just did. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody. I could juggle. On one hand, I'm juggling a kid talking. We're talking about meatloaf and grilled cheese. Next thing I got 30 seconds later, I'm juggling AP Mike trying to do some gross Bruce Springsteen porn parody. Covering all the ground here. Only on the best show, as Cindy Adams said. Only on the best show, kids. Only on the best show.
And no cursing.
And no cursing.
You know,
I literally got a kid to go, break stuff, break stuff. I got a kid to tell their parent, you give me ice cream or I'm going to go Woodstock 99.
If you're looking for a nickname still.
Yeah.
We know you're good with kids.
Yeah.
We know you're a podcast legend. How about Mr. Podgers?
That's pretty good. Mr. Podgers. It's pretty good, Pat.
It's late, but thank you.
No, I like it. All right, my friends. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you
to everybody who called. Kept their kids up. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week. Anything else you want to say, Pat?
No, thank you. And this show will go up probably tomorrow, if you're listening late and you wanted to hear it right away, it will go up a little bit later this week, but no big
deal. And I also want to just say, rest in peace, Fez Watley from Ron and Fez passed away, a couple days ago. Total total tragedy, all-time funniest radio people ever, will definitely be missed. It's a huge loss, and condolences from everybody over here to everybody over there. We have a lot of friends over on the Bennington side of things, and we are totally we send you all of our sympathy and love. So, and we will talk to you next week. Bye bye.